Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Champions are made on Sundays.
World champs, baby!
Congratulations to the Super Bowl champion.
Legends are made on Sundays.
Toward the end zone.
Really good breakfast is made on Sundays.
Get me a vodka rocks.
Mom, it's breakfast.
And a piece of toast.
It's Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, featuring the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, and college football's biggest games. And a look ahead at today's NFL action.
Herbert stops, launches deep. Jalen Guyton, he's got it! Touchdown, Chargers! What a throw!
Football Sunday, Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday here. I just read a tweet about NBA load management, and it totally threw me off, Rashad. I'm flummoxed. Because it has a tie-in to WWF.
Okay. I'm interested.
So, I'm pretty sure this is coming straight from Lillard's agent on Twitter. I'm pretty sure that this is who this is, Nate Jones.
Okay.
He says, this was back in January, he said, NBA load management transparency. The WWF in the 80s and 90s used to have A towns, B towns, and sometimes C towns. You knew you weren't seeing Hulk Hogan in certain cities.
Straight up.
And they were transparent about the card. The NBA needs to do the same things. Teams clearly have a load management blueprint set by their medical staffs before the season starts. There should be transparency when the schedule comes out and throughout the year about players sitting. Anything else erodes trust with the fans. Dear God, if that is an idea that gets floated in CBA or at all, if I'm anybody, I'm walking out of the room at that point.
Oh, the only thing that CBA needs to put, and number one, that's a very true statement. The WWF,
which I understand that for the WWF, yeah, a scripted, yeah, sports like,
but to make sure they maximized, you know, their product, they put, instead of putting Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan on the same show, they would send Ultimate Warrior to one show to main event, Hulk Hogan to another one, so this way they could make sure they could get the most, you know, the most money. Unfortunately, you can't split the Blazers up and make them play, you know, two different teams or anything like that. So
now he is defending, like, the fans in this series of tweets, because he does say that, like, if they were to, like, not having this transparency and the fans not knowing, this is where you run into those situations of, you know, someone has a sign at a game, I traveled 8 hours to watch Steph Curry play, and he's sitting out, you know, and then hopefully you see the makeup story of them sending him tickets to come to a game that he is playing or come hang out with the team or whatever. But again, you see those stories too much in the NBA. Like, you don't ever hear that in the NFL. Now, granted, football is, you know, a completely different animal when it comes to playing through injuries. But again, it's like, there does need to be the transparency. Yes, 100%. Like, if he's saying that teams and players have a plan, and when that schedule comes out for the NBA season, and they're already looking at it like, okay, so we got this road trip, 3-day road trip on the East Coast. We're going to Washington, Charlotte, and we're going to Orlando. Okay, I'm going to miss those. Is that good? All right, yeah, cool. Like, if they're doing that, like, and again, there's a fan over in Washington or Charlotte that loves Damian Lillard or something like that, and they don't know that, like, I could see that. Like, yeah, there's got to be some sort of transparency for the fans, because I'll be real too, man. I don't watch as much NBA because I don't know who is playing. And whenever I hype myself up for a game,
you find out that the best players
are not playing.
Not even are they not playing. They don't even come to the game.
Yeah.
They don't even travel with their team. I'm like, what part of the game is that? Like, you know, there's a reason a lot of people, especially like hardcore football fan, feels like the NBA and basketball in general is just kind of soft. Right. You know, you got these guys that will sit out of a game, not even come to the game based on like a sprained ankle. Then guys in football season have been playing hurt all year for the most part in a contact sport. Practice, you know, all in pads, you know, for a couple most of the days during practice and still end up playing through those injuries for the season. But then you got guys in the NBA that are not playing because of a sprained toe and mind you, a lot more running and everything you have to do in the NBA. But I think that's why a lot of people, especially like hardcore football fan, hardcore hockey fan, look at the NBA and like, soft. These guys are soft. For all the money they make, like, come on, man. They just saw guaranteed contracts and everything, and they still don't play a full season. Like, that's soft. We hear the people bang on LeBron all the time because he doesn't play a full 82. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, the thought just came into my head, because you know 2K, is that they have sometimes an NBA 2K, like, Twitter updates during your My Career Mode of players sitting out, and it's always for, like, obscure reasons that nobody should ever be sitting out for. I've found a couple Twitter accounts, NBA Twitter accounts that do the same thing. RJ Barrett, cut off own finger, so boring as friend would stop talking to him, remains out Saturday. Patrick Beverley, favorite side is green bean casserole, has been suspended 3 games by the NBA.
See, you know, if things were, this seems like some of the reasons guys miss are kind of as dumb as what we get in 2K, right? And that's where it's kind of funny, and that's where, again, that softness thing comes in for a lot of people. Is like, man, what are we doing? You're an overpaid P-word. That's where a lot of people kind of think. And I'm like, yeah. I'm not, mind you, I understand how much running is involved in basketball. I'm not sure how many miles are ran, you know, per game, but I know it's a lot, you know, up and down and back and forth. So these guys are premier athletes in great shape. It seems weird that we're, you know, taking nights off for, you know, knee soreness, you know what I'm saying? Or I understand if you have a migraine, you have, you know, something that won't, okay, I understand. But this is becoming more and more common practice, and it's starting to really water down the league.
Report, Kevin Durant, dork, has requested a trade out of Brooklyn, poverty franchise. Hey, he's not wrong. All right?
No, man, Brooklyn is, God, how did that fall apart so fast, man? Like, we haven't talked about that. We haven't had a chance to really talk much basketball, but that thing fell apart real quick.
Yeah, does James, don't want to get into it, but boy, James Harden doesn't look nearly as bad last year as he does now, right?
No, he doesn't. And James Harden didn't make the All-Star team.
He's chilling in Philly, like, boy.
Didn't make the All-Star team and averages 20 and, you know, 21 and 10.
Yeah,
you know,
he missed like 20-something games or 30-something games. Anyways, we're not going to dive into it. I mean, we're up against it. Shocker. But gosh, Rashad, you mentioned something in there that I was like, ooh, that is a good segue to our next point. Oh, I know what it was. It was the injuries and the money, because it ties back to a player in the NFL who had an interesting series of tweets about his body and what it's like currently after 8 years in the NFL. And it was very strange. Not the tweet, but the reaction to it. It was very mixed. So I want to kind of get into that because, again, it ties back into our money ruining sports theme here on Sports Sunday. This is going to be our pretty negative Nelly show of the year. And then next year, March, or next year, next month, next week, for God's sakes, is March. What is it? March 3rd, 4th?
Yeah, man, already.
March 5th next week. Hope springs eternal. We'll get into some more positive things. Hopefully the Blazers have won 3-4 games in a row and give us some sort of false hope so that way we can be positive next week. But I want to get to a certain NFL player and his feelings on the NFL and what they've done to him over the last 8-9 years in his career. We'll get to that next Football Sunday. You can text in 503-864-6326 right here on 1080 The Fan.
To Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right. Yesterday, former Dolphins, well, I guess former Dolphins and Cowboys cornerback Byron Jones, he was a first-round pick for the Cowboys, set the world record, and I repeat, the world record for the broad jump at the 2015 Combine, 12 feet, 3 inches. I'm finding the tweets now, but this came from, like, he just sort of, I guess he just found the tweet because it was from 2015. It was talking about his broad jump. It was from the NFL's Twitter account, and it was like this graphic and a video talking about how big his broad jump and how it set a world record. And then, so again, this is a almost 8-year-old tweet, Rashad.
Okay.
And then Byron Jones tweets out, much has changed in 8 years. Today, I can't run or jump because of my injury sustained playing this game. Do not take the pills they give you. Do not take the injections they give you. If you absolutely must, consult an outside doctor to learn the long-term implications. It was an honor and privilege to play in the NFL, but came at a regrettable cost I did not foresee. In my opinion, no amount of professional success or financial gain is worth avoidable chronic pain and disabilities. Godspeed to the draft class of 2023.
Damn.
Pretty, you know, matter-of-fact statement, right? Like, again, he capitalized, do not take the pills they give you. Do not take the injections. Now, granted, this is his side of the story, but this is somewhat the track record of the NFL over, I don't know, ever, is make players numb away the pain and keep playing. And there is, kind of referenced it a couple segments ago about, you know, NBA and NFL's mentality as far as playing through injuries is completely different in today's age. And so, you know, there was a lot of, there was obviously a lot of people like sympathetic and, you know, Jason Sakanik, obviously, Big Sook has been on our station for years talking about what that has done to his body.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that were replying to him, Byron Jones, and saying like, so wait, are you shocked that you played a physical sport and it led to chronic injuries?
Can't stand that guy.
And then there was other people like, dude, you can't run or jump, but you continue earning millions and millions every year. And then it turns out Byron Jones, like the reports came out, like everyone's like, well, okay, I guess he's retiring. And then there was reports saying it's like, oh no, he's not retiring. And the Dolphins are probably just going to cut him. So is this him like, I don't know. So the timing of it is weird. And then the reports of him not retiring. But again, it just kind of goes back to the point of, there's a lot of fans that still have that mentality of, I don't care what you say, and I don't really want to hear the whining, and I'm not saying it's whining. I get it 100%. But there, every situation's different too, right? Like, back in when Sukanik was playing, there was not much knowledge about what these guys were putting into their bodies, pills and injections. That knowledge is out there now.
Right.
So I feel like as an NFL player, that Byron Jones, he says, like, consult a second doctor. Don't take them. Don't believe them. I hear you. But also, like, isn't that known now? Like, yeah, don't take them. Like, have your own physical trainer, have your own doctor. Like, that's why dudes get second opinions. Now, granted, I know that some of this, man, is a lot of emotional too. Like, dudes are, they're not thinking about the bigger picture when doing this stuff. They are in a big in the now moment. Like, dude, we're in a playoff hunt. Like, I think we could do this. The team really needs me. So there is that kind of mental gymnastics that some of these guys do. And let's be real, in the NFL, if you don't do it, you're like, I don't know, I'm not going to take those pills or that shot, and I'm going to sit this week out. What's going to happen?
Next man up. Next man up. And this is the reason that NFL careers are so short in the first place. Guys will hide their injuries, you know, and we just talked earlier about NFL players that will play through injuries to make sure they can stay on the field. There's no immediate worry for anybody in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard will miss entire seasons. Half of the season he will miss. There's never any worry about him being cut or him being traded or anything like that because, you know, he's that good. In the NFL, you go 2 or 3 weeks and you're not able to go. Lamar Jackson won a Most Valuable Player Award for the Ravens. And they were visibly frustrated that he wasn't able to come back and play. For whatever reason, you know, Lamar Jackson struggles with injuries especially towards the end of the year. For whatever reason, the Ravens were like, now there's questions about, are we going to give this guy a contract? This guy who just won an MVP for us and got us to the playoffs every year since he's been here? We really want to offer him a contract? That's how fast things can change in the NFL. So guys will grin and bear it, and they will grit through that, and they will play injured, you know, because this is their livelihood. And in some cases, some of these guys don't stay to their senior year to get their degree. You know, that some of them are leaving at the end of their junior year or whatever to be able to pursue a career in the NFL. And most NFL careers are only about 3 years. So, yeah, you play through those injuries and you play hurt and you take the toradol shot and you do all this stuff to make sure you can stay on the field. Because if you're not on the field, and somebody comes in and performs just a little bit better than you or at the same level that you're on and they cost less, they're going to let you go.
Yep.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. They're going to let you go. And so, yes, does it shock me that he played for, 8 years and feels this way about his body? No. Because I think if you ask most NFL players, most of them will say, man, my hip is never going to be the same. My knee is never going to be the same. My back hurts every morning, but I get up and continue to play through it because I need this money at this point. So it doesn't shock me that happens. I am shocked that actual football fan is kind of like, oh, well, didn't you know you were doing it? Yes, you know you're doing it. You put your life and your body on the line to be able to play football. I'm pretty sure that they know the risk, but what's wrong with them telling other young people who may think that it's going to be sweet when they come to the NFL.
Yeah.
And they may think that because I'm making this money, that this is going to happen. I'm going to have this advantage and find out that that might not be the case. You're going to be in a lot of pain and you're going to be feel like you're forced to get back on the field. You know, and we know a lot of team doctors will tell them, yeah, you're in tip-top shape. You're good. Get back out there and play. While they get that second opinion, they're like, ugh. You got like 4 burns, bone spurs. Like, we need to figure this out before you get back on the field. So remember the whole thing with Kawhi and the Spurs? Team doctor saying, I'm hurt. Team doctor saying, no, you're fine. His doctor saying, nah, bro, you're messed up. Like, I wouldn't play right now. You know what I'm saying? So there's of course, the team doctors have a vested interest because they work for the team as well. So I'm not surprised that would happen. We've heard it before, but now I think people are going to question if he's being sincere or not, because he may or may not be ready to be cut. That's sad.
Yeah. It's, I'm watching this video right now of, I'm not a huge fan of him on the TV, Emmanuel Acho, but he's sharing that, saying that, like, hey, Byron Jones, he very well might be a extreme case of this in the NFL. He's like, but hell, I took Toradol over to help numb a torn MCL. I took Toradol to help with a groin injury. Like, I took these pink pills that completely numbed everything away. And so, yeah, you brought up a great reference in the Kawhi Leonard. It's like, you want to talk about, again, it goes back to, in the NBA, you can kind of get away with that that thinking, that mentality, and that approach is that I have way much riding on me than you guys do. I'm going to take as much time as I damn well please to make sure I'm 100% and I can play this game at my best, which, let's face it, dude, if you look at his scoring line from that game the other night against the Kings, efficient as hell. It was like 41 points on 16 of 22 shooting.
Mix.
Like Kawhi Leonard's one of my favorites, dude. Like, love his game. Love his approach to it. So when he's out there balling, I love it. But yeah, that's a good example of Spurs fans, teams, players.
Everybody came down on Kawhi.
Everybody killed him for that.
The Spurs are a class organization, right?
Yep.
They are one of the great classy organizations in basketball. And so if they will put Kawhi Leonard in a situation to potentially be hurt more, what does that tell you? Like, so right. You think these NFL franchises who are incredibly cutthroat won't do away with the player that fast because they can't go? 100%.
When it comes down to it, who does the trainer work for?
The team.
Who's writing the checks?
The team. The owner. Yeah.
And when you're a player, granted, that's who's writing your checks also. But as we know, in sports, the team stays. Players, coaches, they come and go. And if they don't ride with the ship and every experience is different. Every person is different. And we can see that with Byron Jones. Again, 8 years, he's saying he can't run or jump. 8 years in the NFL. And that's what he's saying.
And do you know what, Toradol, like, it numbs everything, but it doesn't take away the, you know, if it's you have erosion or you do whatever's going on with your knee or your shoulder or your foot, wherever you're getting that shot, like, it makes it to where you can't feel anything for the next couple of hours. But when that wears off, yeah, it hurts. And, you know, ask Brandon Roy, you know, after you stop taking those shots and it's bone on bone and there's no cartilage there, like, yeah, man, things are a lot different.
Is that not one of the worst phrases in, like, sports as far as injuries go?
Ask Brandon Roy?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, but bone on bone.
Man, that's there's no...
Just hearing it
in
almost
my head,
gives
there's
you,
no
like,
good time to hear bone on bone.
Just hearing it gives you, like
yeah,
it shudders.
Sucks. Ow. The pain in my heart.
God. All right. Well, Rashad, I wanted to fill you in on college basketball, because there is something going on. Hey, yesterday was a great college basketball day. I will have that one optimistic, positive point about college basketball and sports in general, is that yesterday was a pretty fun day for college basketball. Buzzer beaters, 60-foot buzzer beaters from Arizona State. We had another one from Florida State to beat Miami in Miami. There was some drama yesterday, and it's not even March yet.
Not even March.
But unfortunately, there is one situation in college basketball that is like completely overshadowing everything that is great in the sport, and it's down in the great state of Alabama. So we will go there next on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan, but first, got a Sports Center update for you.
You're listening to Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
What a
yes, indeed.
Perfectly timed rejoiner right there with that song. That gets my pants tied as a producer, because I don't produce this show.
I love this song.
Again, whoever is the producer of the show can get that open made, please. Before we get into the story in the college basketball that I wanted to get to, I did want to get to this. The NCAA has sanctioned Miami women's basketball for violations in the recruitment of Haley and Hannah Cavendier. The reason why I'm mentioning this, Rashad, why would I mention these two players for Miami women's basketball? Well, Haley and Hannah Cavendier are two twin blonde Miami basketball players that have over millions of followers on...
I've seen them.
It's up and it's good. Let's just say that much. All right. Good for them. Good for NIL deals, because they are definitely probably making some money.
No, they were making money before the NIL actually started. But I've seen these young ladies, and they are not very hard to look at.
No, not at all. Not at all. I kind of just, how many more minutes? Can we just somehow find a way to kill these next 4 minutes so I don't have to talk about what I was going to? because I kind of just like staring at the picture of these two.
Yeah, I you know, which is good for me because I don't have a a functioning computer in here, so I don't have to look at anything at this point. But yeah, I may or may not have seen them on IG once before.
Yeah, for the listening, I will definitely be seeing them more on IG. That's for sure. Yeah, for the listening audience out there, just go and do yourself and look up Haley Cavendish and who's it, Hannah Cavendish? My goodness.
Yep.
Anyways, moving on to the subject at hand. Rashad, you didn't know about this when you came in this morning, which is probably a good thing because it absolutely sucks and it has to do with someone losing their life, which is never fun. But down in Alabama, they've got a pretty good basketball team this year, one of the top-ranked teams in the nation.
They
have a really, really good player, Brandon Miller, who is a projected top five pick in the NBA draft. Well, turns out last month, Rashad, I believe it was one of the players on the Alabama. He was dropped off by Brandon Miller at a, whether it was a house party, someone's house, I don't know, but he was dropped off somewhere. And within Brandon Miller's vehicle, this teammate, other guy, left his handgun in the car. Reports say that it was under some clothes or kind of, you know, hidden in the car. So that way, you know, it was hidden away. Brandon Miller reportedly did not know about the gun in the car. And then his friend told him to bring the gun to him, not knowing what the gun was going to be used for. Again, these are all just the reports. I'm not trying to put any emotion or what I think into this. This is just what comes from the police reports. He comes to the scene of where his teammate is at. Teammate grabs the gun. This is after an altercation had already happened, and he goes and ends up firing the gun. It hits a few vehicles, including Brandon Miller's vehicle, and unfortunately takes the life of someone there, a woman, I believe 23 years old, mother as well. So again, unfortunate situation. And Brandon Miller reportedly flees the scene immediately after his car is struck with bullets. So again, just ugly scene overall. He is not being charged with anything because in the reports of the police report and everything, it's saying that he was unaware of what that handgun was going to be used for. Therefore, he doesn't have any, like, he is not guilty by association, accomplice in this murder. And so this happened the month and a half ago. So this has essentially been, like, done in Alabama, but now it's all getting out to, you know, like us in Portland and all these national media outlets. So he's still on the team. And also, this is pretty relevant and just sad, is during his introduction of a game yesterday, and apparently they've been doing this intro the entire season, but, you know, when the PA announcer gets on the mic and, "Here's your shooting guard from Tuscaloosa, blah, blah, blah," gets on there and they introduce Brandon Miller, and his intro apparently is he walks out to a raucous arena in Tuscaloosa and a player gives him a frisk, like a pat down, as if they're patting him down for, you know, weapons, you know, again, a playful like gesture before the game as like, oh, we got a shooter here, you know, let's check him, mate, whatever it is. But pretty tone deaf look overall. Nate Oates, the head coach of Alabama, which you had a great comment about him before the show, he has been pretty unapologetic and unsympathetic about the entire situation. And makes sense when you have Alabama basketball as like the number two team in the nation and you have a potential top three pick in the country. So
shocked a player from Alabama who's really good at a sport is going to go unpunished for not knowing that the homie was going to use the gun to shoot at someone. Joe, if you call me and say, "Shot, you got the strap?" And I say, "Yeah, I got it. Bro, bring it to me. I need it." I don't, and
you going hunting?
No, really. Yeah. What are you doing with it? Man, I need it. I need it real quick. And it's late. And what? But I didn't know what you were going to use it for. If you hit me late night or at any point and say, "Man, Shot, you got your gun? I need it." What? I'm going to instantly, "Man, somebody trying to kill you? What's up, bro? Like, what are we doing, Joe? Like, what do you need the gun for?" And so I don't want to hear that I didn't know what he was using the gun for. He told me to bring my gun, and so I bought my gun. Bull crap. There's no way that that's, you know, you knew what it was. it was probably not, was it probably meant for that young mother? I doubt it. However, you knew what you were trying to do when you bought that gun there. You were trying to air it out, and you were trying to make sure everybody knew that you would, you were a stepper, you were a shooter. And now you get to be, you know, you kind of get off scot-free, and somebody is not going to see their mom again because, you know, you decided to give somebody a strap. Now, it doesn't matter. Like, he can say he didn't know. I think you and I both know that's bull.
Yeah, I have a hard time to believe in that as well. He received a text, Brandon Miller, at around 1:40 a.m. From the guy that shot the gun, who committed the murder. I need my joint. Right now, just is really just got faken, which means faken. Urban Dictionary, look it up. Basically, is
I've never heard that word.
I think it's like basically like they're tripping. They're talking out the side of their neck. They're acting crazy.
I don't like that word.
You know. Exactly, right? We're getting too old. But essentially, yeah, you get that text. You get a text from a friend at 1:40 a.m., bring my gun, on a college campus. I just don't think that you can't just be like, oh, well, I'm sure this is all just a misunderstanding and we'll be able to work this out. Like, you can probably, I would be like, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea. I'd be like, what? What's going?
No, again, the first thing I'm saying is no. You're not getting no bodies on my gun.
Why?
No. What are you talking about?
And again, like, this is the spin job down in Alabama. Is he was just returning his personal property. How am I supposed to know? If I bring you back a bicycle, Rashad, and then you take that bicycle and beat someone to death with it, how's that my fault? I didn't know you were going to do that. It's like, well, granted, a bicycle is not usually a weapon to commit murder on someone, so there is that. The player for Alabama's name is Darius Miles, that committed the murder. So putting shame on that name. That's the whole situation is just ugly, though. It's again, like, college basketball had a pretty solid day yesterday as far as like drama, and again the last weekend before March, as we're getting into it, March Madness. It's just for this to be the biggest story in college basketball, and again for Alabama to just be like throw their hands up and just be literally, this is what the coach said for Brandon Miller: wrong place, wrong time. And it's just, yeah, it's a very, again, it totally tarnishes what I think was a solid weekend in college basketball. And you've got all your eyes on Alabama completely putting their heads in the sand, trying to act like, well, everything's all good over here.
So I don't know, Alabama, being the Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah. I know everybody cares about the Capital One, like, school athletic rankings or whatever the hell it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
Isn't it the Capital One Bowl or something like that? Or, yeah, there's some sort of like contest that they have for every college. It's like essentially grades, like how good are all your athletics together? Like every single athletic team that you have, where are they ranked? How do they finish? And they give your essentially school a final grade on that. So, yeah, wouldn't be surprised if Alabama's near the top there. But again, just Alabama being who they are, not shocked.
Not shocked at all.
Brandon Miller's car prevented the car being shot at to leave the scene. I've read that. They were saying that Brandon Miller's car was like blocking in the car that was shot at that had the person who was murdered. I've read that that car, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to go through police reports.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
Well, he's not. I mean, he's...
No, he's going to jail.
Again, he's still on the team. I don't know if they've reopened the investigation.
Yeah, when did this happen?
Like a month or so ago.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe...
Again, apparently in Alabama, like, it's done. Open, shut case. It's done and over with, which, again, I see that, and I'm kind of like, all right, well, maybe, I mean, shoot, it's... Maybe they did investigate it and exonerate, but... Again,
and if he didn't play basketball...
Then also, they might have been like...
football, would it have been open and shut?
Wait,
no.
You said number 3 in the draft this year? Yeah, I didn't see him there. I mean, I don't think he knew anything. I didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah. And again, Alabama, when you're selling out, let's also, we say Alabama, but let's be real. Alabama basketball, not exactly a blue blood program over the last ever.
No.
So the fact that they have a top 5 team and this happens and they're just kind of being like, oh, no, just keep keep going on ahead. It goes to show, again, going back to the theme of the day, that I think they just like having sold out stadiums and having a team and people watching their team.
It's a lot of fun when you have that. A lot of money to be made if you do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're gonna sign off on this day and hopefully have a bit more of a cheerier Sunday for you folks. Right here, Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan.
Football Sunday, Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Last segment here on Football / Sports Sunday. And I promise next week we're going to get a little bit more optimistic, turn up the positivity on here. I just felt, again, there was some things happening on in sports the last week and a half, couple weeks that were just really making me, as a diehard sports fan, someone who loves sports, just not happy with, I don't know, maybe just the leagues, the governing bodies, the people that are in charge, I guess, more so. Not so much the sport, right? Again, like I said about MLB, it's like, there's nothing wrong with baseball. It's the MLB who's like, oh, God, we got to get more people to watch so we can have more advertising money, and then, yay, we're all richer. So, again, we'll get to more optimistic storylines, hopefully, next week. Again,
I mean, that's the goal.
I'm saying that in the city of the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, maybe the Blazers can put together a nice little 2-3 game win streak.
How about we look at the standings? Because weren't they just like a few weeks ago? We're like, hey, they're only like 3 games behind the 4 seed or whatever. Are we going to do that again, Rashad?
We can.
You don't want to, but we can.
I mean, we can, because you know what? Here's the cool part.
Hey, look at that.
As bad as they are, they're still only like maybe 3 or 4 games out of playoff contention.
I want you to try and take a guess how many games out of the 4 seed the Blazers are.
So last I looked, they were 2.5 out of 6. So at this point, I'm going to say maybe 4 games out of 4.
The Blazers are 4 games outside of the 4 seed in the Western Conference. Now, granted, the 4 seed right now is it's the Phoenix Suns, who they, you know,
but all
they
kind of
made a big move at the trade deadline.
But
so
that means those 5-6 teams ahead of the Blazers are an injury away. You know what I'm saying? A turned ankle away, and then one of their best players missing a week of, or a week and a half of action, and the Blazers go on a nice streak. I'm hoping that Dame resting up was good for the, you know, good for morale and good for the team. The one thing you did is, you know, while there was a bunch of points scored, you got some people that don't get a chance to play a whole lot to have some significant minutes against a really good Sacramento team. I guess if there is any good takeaways from that, you saw that you got guys that can score, and how you get them to play together is, that's a Chauncey Billups thing. And at this point, I'm thinking this whole thing is a Chauncey Billups issue, because on the floor, it's not that the Blazers don't have the talent. I don't think they're big enough, but you bring in somebody like Matisse Thybulle, who is a great 3-and-D guy, right? And he's somebody that can play some really good defense, hit an open three, you know, if you need him to. That's a good addition, you know, to your team. You've got 2 really dynamic scorers in Damian Lillard and Anthony Simons, who can fill it up like no problem. You have a kind of a underrated wing / post in Jeremy Grant, who can get above the rim, can guard, you know, pretty much 2 through 5, depending on which team that they end up playing. Like, you've got a lot of stuff in place. And if Nurkic is not being, you know, soft, then you've got a pretty good you got a pretty good team. They should be able to compete. And then you bring in some of those guys off the bench. Like, I think Nazir Little's had a nice turn this season, and he's, you know, showing how valuable he can be. Obviously, you mentioned Shaedon Sharpe, and if he continues to improve and continues to get better. So I do think the Blazers can make a run at the playoffs, and considering that there's 4 games that separate 4th place and 11th place, like, there's a lot that can happen there.
Rashad, it almost sounds like you're saying that Blazers are trying to build a pretty good team.
No, don't do that. No. What I'm saying is, accidentally, it looks like they've built themselves a team that should be able to make the playoffs.
Well, you know? What I would like to, again, if our producer could just get his act together, next week introduce our Blazers Hopium scale. Week-to-week grades and basis, basically, on what we've seen from the Blazers and where our hope levels should be with this team. Obviously, right now, it's damn near at the bottom. But we got games against the Rockets tonight at 6 o'clock at Golden State. An ESPN game, believe it or not, this week, Rashad. The Blazers will be on ESPN on Wednesday against the Pelicans. And then the Blazers, after that, will go on a 6-game road trip. So, Godspeed, Portland.
Fingers crossed, man.
Godspeed.
Let's see it. Now's the time, Blazers. Let's see it.
For Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher, you can check out the show on the 10E The Fan podcast after here. You can get that not only on the Odyssey app, but wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, whatever you use. Again, for Rashad Taylor, it's been a great... you know, it's been a real Sunday, Rashad.
I love it.
But let's have some fun next week as we get into our first episode of March, spring, just right around the corner. Talk to y'all next Sunday. Yeah, have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.